We welcome you to our Thursday evening time. Thank you for coming into the living room. And we're so glad that you're here with us. Brother Freedom is here, and several of us have gathered, and we're going to just trust the Lord. Father, you're our only hope, and you're a wonderful hope. You're a glorious hope. You're the one with all power and all glory and all purity. And we want to be like you. We need your help, and we need your touch. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching our friend right now who's listening through earphones or the speaker connected to their internet through the computer there. We pray for a mighty touch upon them, Father, in Jesus' name. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Micah has some scripture for us.
This is Hebrews 11, starting in verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Lord, thank you so much for this word and for this wonderful evening. We pray for your anointing, Lord, that we're already feeling in this place. We pray for your touch on Brother Freedom and on each listener. Lord, open our ears to hear your words and give us that powerful faith like Abraham. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I too want to praise your holy name today. I want to thank you for your help, for your goodness, for your mercy. And I want to thank you for increasing our faith and helping us to be faithful to you and faithful in everything that we do and say, so that we can be witnesses of your holy goodness. Thank you for your presence here this evening. Thank you for your anointing on Brother Freedom. Thank you for anointing our ears so that we can hear what you would have to say to us tonight. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we just do praise you. We thank you for this very special day. We thank you this year's your day, and we rejoice. We're glad in it. Father, we just pray that you'll come against all principalities, powers of darkness comes against this night. Release life here. Release light of heaven. Father, we just pray for the mighty anointing. Touch the hearts of the people that hear, that they might receive from you this day a message from heaven. Lord God, inspire your servant here, Lord, in the way that it'll not be me that speaks, but your spirit in me. And Father, I just pray that you move upon the hearts
those this day, those that are so distant from you this day, I pray that they'll be drawn closer to you this day and throughout the whole world, that your people will be drawn closer this day. And Lord, we pray for that drawing of your mighty Spirit that moves in the hearts of your people. Lord God, you're forever faithful, and we thank you for this night. We thank you that you're forever real. We thank you for that name of all names, the name of Jesus, that all can be saved, that all can come to have eternal life. Oh, that their sins could be forgiven. They could be washed, made whiter than snow. Lord God, what a privilege we have. Lord God, that you furnish us with the blessing. You furnish us with that hope. You cover us with your blood. Oh, praise God that by your blood we're sanctified. We're cleansed by the spilling of Jesus Christ's blood upon that cross. Lord God, we have something that's unbelievable. You touch us like you have. And you will stay forever faithful. We pray that your people will learn to be faithful to you this day. Lord, we thank you that all praise and honor goes to this night because you're worthy of all praise, all honor. And we thank you in Jesus' name, amen. That word faith is sort of we've heard it most of us all of our lives. Faith cometh by hearing, reading the word of God, and all these without faith, it's impossible to please him. Whatsoever not as faith is sin. That's a pretty good place to start right there, because whatsoever not of faith is sin. The Bible says it. So I think that's speaking to the Christian that we're to try to learn to walk by faith. Because the Bible says whatsoever not of faith is sin. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where there's confusion, the Bible says there's every evil spirit. So if God's with you, you can feel the closeness. You can feel the glory. You can feel what he is. Because it shows he'll make himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward him. That's in Hebrews. He cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is rewarder to them that diligently. A rewarder must believe that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. You know, for a long time, I've had people say, well, why don't we pray for a revival? And I said, we're the ones that need to get revived to bring a revival. Well, how do you do that? I said, you draw them out of God. That's all you got to do. The trouble is, no one wants to really do the drawing. They do not want to search for God. They don't really want to make mean business with God. But it says he is rewarder. When you reward somebody, you have some tangible blessing that they don't have without him. He's got something to offer us that we can't have. We don't even understand it. It's so great. It's something that we can't imagine. And while we're going there, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Many years ago, the Lord told me, he says, wanted me to tithe my time reading the Word. So that was 2 hours and I think 37, 40 minutes a day. Lord said, I wanted to keep that up long for quite a while. When I started doing it, he says, no, now I'm going to set it up a notch higher. You just eat it. I really understand why he said that, because the Spirit is something that it doesn't come from us. Yet by taking the manna of God in our being, God moves upon it. And then as the Spirit moves upon that person, then he brings it out of you, not yourself. See, that's man's problem. We want to do it ourselves. No, God says you just take it in there. You're not to be puffed up. You're not to be think you're somebody. God wants you to humble yourselves. And the Bible says humbling ourselves is something that God doesn't force us. That's something we all have to humble ourselves before him. God wishes you will humble, but you won't. He's not going to force you. A lot of times he blesses those for what they're doing, but they're not still walking humbly. He has showed the old man what is good and what the Lord required of thee to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Humbleness is something that it's for us to choose. We want to do it. I was at awe with the Lord, so I had a hard time. He was believing, really touched me like he was touching me. Because I've seen these things happen, and on Kabashima, I couldn't understand it. Because if other people should be, I figured everybody else way up there. That's what I thought. I'm just getting the tail end. But I found out most of them didn't even see them then. When I first started out, I thought, well, everybody already knew that. But I found out they didn't. It comes by seeking God. It comes, like the Word says, diligently seeking. As Noah moved, warned of God, the things weren't seen, but yet he moved upon them as they was going to come. See, faith and hope, a lot of them, they're similar, but there's some difference. Faith, it's your faith with God, that's what happened. The world has a certain amount of hope, just plain old hope, but that's not godly hope. Godly hope comes from the aftermath of faith. It's what you once hoped for. The evidence is basically hope. It's the hope you see. It's deeper than faith. Faith is a vehicle moving you in a certain position. When you get that there, hope is the manufacture of what happened through faith. It's that blessed hope, that glorious appearance. God is that blessed hope. Jesus was that blessed hope. He's beyond faith. He lived here in faith. And he was that blessed hope that came back to this world, that through his life, oh, praise God, that people could receive Jesus Christ, the personal Savior. They could be set free. They'd become a new creature, new creation by him. But it's what he did through the cross by faith, knowing what was going to happen, if even to Jesus, this hope was building upon the Lord Jesus Christ. God moves through the works of His Spirit. When the world was built, He says He just moved upon the face of the deep because of His faith. And He moves upon the same way of their hearts, continues that same direction. It delights the Lord for us to want to be used from Him. We can sit by idly and say, Lord, I'm afraid of you. I don't want to. And the Lord says, well, I'm sorry, I just cannot use you in that way. God still loves us. You can't imagine the love that God has for us. What you call agape love, you can call me all the love, but it's beyond description. A mother's love is fantastic. When you marry, that love is fantastic. There's loves that God has made for the families. That's why perfect love cast out all fear. Where there's unbelief, you're in torment. Faith will get rid of torment. Faith cometh by hearing and reading the Word of God. Now we all, when we read the Word of God, how we get God touches our heart in a very special way, just is from the Word. That's how we get acquainted. That's how believers get acquainted to God. It's through by reading this Word. You may accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, but there's still a day coming when you start reading this Bible and you can't put it down because it's life. It becomes a special substance. But through that, there's even something deeper, and that's when the Spirit of God becomes so alive in you, it's like a fire. The glory of God wants to be instilled in you in such a way that when it's all over with, you say, I don't even know how it happened. God did it. He wants each one of us to be unique in Him. And unique in Him is not you doing it yourself. He wants to move upon you to do it. He wants you to do it, but He wants to be the one that helps you do it. To me, that's a good deal, but some people don't like that. I thought that was a terrific deal with me because I wasn't creative enough. But when God moved upon me, it was just like heaven came down. And joy filled my soul. My cup ran over. The glory of God became. And here I was a man of not the, as most people say, I wasn't pastor. I didn't have another qualification for a pastor. I mean, I was out in the hills and the valleys, and they said, well, God lives in church house. Well, I found that out. He does not altogether live in the church, so he lives every place. His eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to cry. He says, call on me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. We don't know because we don't really seek God. We choose to, we like to have it low key, and most people, I think. If what was good for my father is good for me now, so there's no upgrading of knowledge. Now, knowledge puffs up. If you're really truthful, smart people, they get sort of a little bit. That's right. And the Bible says, knowledge puffeth up. The Spirit of God is beyond puffed up. It's the glory of God. God comes to this tabernacle, this vessel, the Holy Spirit. We're to be a living example of God within us. God wants to fill this vessel with himself. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service. And in that, our conforming has to be of him. And when man can get us to a certain distance, yes. But after that distance, then it's for us to seek him farther. I got this from the Lord yesterday, and maybe I've said it to some, but it was renewed anyway. He said, the Lord just says, why the many pastors and so forth don't want, I've been the place, they don't want the younger ones to go any deeper, is because they're going to lose them. And I believe that's right. They're doing their job right. They want to keep them. But they're a little bit selfish in their process. There's denominations. Let's take a denomination. It could not be a denomination one without a lot of membership. And membership takes a lot of rules, regulations, a lot of things. There's a lot of things that come into place. I've been in politics, the church, I know just how you got the board meetings, you got all these things, and pretty soon the pastor's working under, they're all there for a special, maybe for getting started. But the Holy Ghost is able to come in and keep the meeting. And I'll guarantee if he keeps the meeting, there won't be any irregulars, there'll be no problems, it'll always be according to him. You don't have to worry about where you're at because he knows where you're at. You don't have to worry if you're a little late because he knows that where that too. He knows everything about you. And he can give you direction that you can't even think about. And I know that I believe if he's working for a company and you knew in the company that you could do certain things to make it better, they'd want you to come up with the answer. They would want you to come up with some kind of help. Well, in the church life, I'll guarantee you, God give us the power of the Holy Ghost. I mean, he is the comforter. He's the one who will set your feet dancing. He'll give you that glory. But he's also able to handle himself decently in order. He does all things well. You know, people roll in the aisle. We've heard all those things. But a lot of that was self. Somewhat. Now, if God tells you to do it, then it's different. But to get in what I'm saying, I know some of it's real. Some of it's real. But that is not real causes problem against that which is real. But that's where we should be big enough. That's where the spirit of discernment comes in to picture. He says, young ladies, young men, we don't do it that way. You're grieving the Holy Spirit. So we should pray about this. And there's a way of doing it very, and it's done in order. When we let things get out of order, then we got troubles. And when things get out of order, the Holy Spirit's not in charge. So then we're trying to wing it. You know what winging is? Trying to do it for yourself. And you can't get the bird up off the ground, but he lost his feathers. That's what winging, you know, sort of. So we try to say, well, this is the Spirit. Not fool nobody but yourself, because you're making a big blunder out of yourself. And the church is going down all the time because you're doing it. It's very serious business. How you work with God. It's just like if someone gets sick eating some food, you can't say, you can't have never no more food. Just don't eat bad food. Can you get the picture? That's the way it is with God. Get rid of the bad stuff and go forth. The early church had the same problem. See what comes in the picture is Satan. He comes in and wants to stop the works of God. He wants to steal. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. 10th chapter of St. John. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. He doesn't care what he does. He lies to you. He cheats. A lot of times when he comes to you and says, well, that person don't like you, it's generally he's lying to you right then. That person does like you. Or vice versa. We have to be careful how we react to what we know. Now, we have intelligence in this brain, and that's what we have, the movement of the Spirit. The glory of God comes in to supersede all of the suspicious things that's in your mind. We have our own thoughts, but that's when you have to let God become the senior. You say, how can that happen? I'm down here thinking about it, and that's the way God does it, and then you don't have no trouble. But if you start trying to do it yourself, it's like getting a horse and an alligator together. They're not going to pull right. That horse is going to be straight and that alligator, I'm going to try to. That's what we do. We have a warring that takes place in our own being. And then we blame the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's because of the Holy Ghost. No, person. It's you. It's me. God does not make mistakes. We make mistakes. He's there to help us through the mistakes to become overcomers. It's all becoming an overcomer, what it's all about. And God allows it that we'll learn to be an overcomer. Now, an engine works because it overcomes. Every time the piston comes up, he overcomes the power. That flywheel starts rotating. Momentum gets up and it gets to going. And every time, pop, 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 when you get more sound, it sounds even. But it overcomes every time it comes against the load. If we had life with all ease, we'd have no strength. See, in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, taking the shield of faith. The shield of faith, that you might be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Coming back to faith now. We got the shield of faith. We got the faith. But you try to do it in without a faith, without the shield, you're going to become hurting. You're going to lose the way. Faith comes by hearing and reading the Word of God. We say, what does that mean? It means that we have to constantly seek God. We've got to constantly stay in that word. We've got to keep that word in our minds constantly. Your words bind me, my words. I can ask what it will and shall be there. Call me in. I think the glory of God lives within you. We are the vessel of praise. It needs to be full of like a well, artesian well, just flowing up. But don't. Because we don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. God wants to hunger and thirst after Him. The faith to rise out of us with power, with witness, with the glory. Oh, that we're strong against the powers of darkness. We don't even have to, we're so anchored in God, we fret not. We fret not thyself because of the evil news, neither be thy envious workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as green grass, but and wither as an herb. But trust the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. How about that? Fret not thyself. God said that, fret not thyself. Oh, for they shall, all those people will be cut down. Praise God, you got power, you got the faith, the shield of faith, you can conquer the worlds of. Oh, praise God, the fiery darts are not going to hurt you. No ill shall fall thee, no plague come nigh into thy dwelling. Only when thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of wicked. See, that's when we get the feeders with our eyes. We see those old dirts come. Oh, I lose faith. I quit. I just get down here. And when we quit, Satan just comes in there immediately, takes over. You know, play right rules. You don't say, time out now, boys. Let you regroup down here. No, he says, let's go for it. Imps, go in there and take that dust right now. Do them in. God says, no, you're not going to do them in. If you stand strong, I come in the name of Jesus. All power, all authority is given to me by the Spirit of God for you too. Whoever you are, you have the authority if you stay in God. If you stay in yourself, just what I read in that first in Corinthians there, Paul told them, I learned tonight, there are not many fathers in Israel. That's what God says, I'm a father of Israel. I'm not a pastor, I'm not nothing, but I'm a father. I know the will of God. And God will not leave you. He'll not forsake you. Oh, he is glorious. There is no power like his power. This last hour, he's going to help those who will call upon him. Those who lift up the name of Jesus. God will forever be by my side. I'm seeing God daily tonight. This fellow come out, pick me up. I mean, it was a new person from what there was a couple months ago. God's just been showing me all kinds of these things. God's there to illuminate himself with power. The glory of God is real. He is forever faithful. His eye is over the righteous. And his ears are open to cry. What does that mean? It means just what it says. He is ears open to the righteous. He listens for this. He knows. God is not slack concerning his promises. As some men count slackness, some men count them. Oh, God just, no, he's not. He's sure not illiterate. He is beyond imagination. God supersedes anything that you ever saw, ever will, ever know. He's on your side. If he is for you, who can be against you? He has spared not his own son, but delivered them up for us. How shall not with him freely give us all things? All things. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall not with him freely give us all things? Goes down that same check. I'm persuading thee, life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature, any creature, shall be able to separate me or you from the Lord. Nobody. Greater is he that's in you than what you face in this world. The Spirit of God is so mighty like now. I'm not like I was 15 minutes ago. Maybe longer than I don't even know I lost time. But God's real. He's forever faithful. God wants to go before you. As the eye is on the sparrow. If God takes care of the sparrow, he takes care of the eagles. He's going to take care of you. Because you're his child. You're his heir. Heirship. God doesn't make no mistake. Sir, he don't make no mistake with you. He wants to be your with you. He wants to be your ally. He wants to be your savior. He wants to be your healer. He wants to be your helper. He wants to be the deliverer. He wants to be your policeman. He wants to be all you need to help you to go through life. And you'll find there's never none like the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of God. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever should believe in him should not should have all these commandments. God is not slack in his giving department. He is forever lavish. He gives the good gifts. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, whom is this steadfast in the faith. Now we're back to faith. We're steadfast in the faith. Nothing's going to hurt you. But you try to do this in yourself, you're not going to go no place. Just like quicksand. I have seen quicksand. I've seen cats drop, but anything else drop through it. Quicksand, what it is, it's a hole, like a formation, and it's got water in it. And when it gets full of water, on top it looks like it's really nice and green. But boy, when any trembling gets, it's just sinking. That's why Satan got that stuff there for you to sink. But God, you're not even going to worry about it. You're going to go over it. I'm not saying you're not going to have a hard time. It's supposed to be. We're all supposed to have hard times. But God is my help. Look at me. I've had drug problems. Almost got my hand cut off. I mean, my ear almost got a hole through the ear. You know, that's just the way it goes. If God be for me, who against me? I'm a veteran for God. That's why I got some wounds on me. When you're a veteran, you're going to have a few knocks, having a few scrimmages, spend some battles. But the battle has been God's is with you. He'll never leave you. His eye is over the righteous. Oh, he as well as seek a place the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my God. Oh, he shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wing shall his trust. His truth is your shield and thy buckler. It says, thou shalt not be afraid by the terror of the night, and the destruction waits the new day. But a thousand shall fall to the side, 10,000 to the right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Oh, and thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. God has a message. God has a way. And he's speaking to the people. Awaken. Because I'm coming soon, said the Spirit of God. I'm coming. Where is my people? Where are my people? My people are far from me. I see them very few this night. I see my people have lost their first love. They've lost that form of godliness they once had. And they're out going after seducing spirits, workers of iniquity. They're going in false gods. I say my people need to shake themselves this night. Waken. Because I'm coming soon, and they need to be ready, they need to be prepared. Because I say, eternity is forever and ever. My people, wake up! Do not you see the signs of time? Do not you see the clouds of despair coming? Have not you seen all the things that's happening in the world? Do not you know that my sight, when you see these things, my word says, when you see these things come to pass, look up. I say my people are not looking up. They're looking the world. Their answers, they're looking for the things of the world. They're looking for the Antichrist. He's going to come. And they're going to buy into him and they're going to take what he has. And at that day from then on, they're doomed for eternity. And I say there will be many doomed unless they wake up this day. For I've called my people and yet many do not answer. I've sought for my people. It's just like Israel, my people of old. But I say in this land that you live in so comfortably, all these things, there'll be a day when you'll not be so comfortable. There'll be days when you'll lose your steps. But I say, I have a place for you right now. Come, seek me, and I'll forgive you. I'll give you a new hope, a new direction. Come, and I'll love you, and I'll bless you. And I'll give you a new start, a new hope, a new direction. But I say, if thou go in thy own way, thou shalt be a loser for eternity. Does not my word say, I will laugh at their calamity? And I say, many at that time, I don't want this to happen, but I say it's going to happen. Because of the powers of darkness has taken over my people so greatly that they're walking in unbelief, said the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Father, just oh, praise God, I love you, Kabashia. Take down about everything out of me tonight, Father. Thank you, Father. I don't even think I can close. Glory to God. Bye, Father. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Boy.
We've just had a wonderful move of the Lord, and thank you for being with us. You're a blessed person to have heard this. God bless you. Amen.